We want to get to Tom Appel. Again, any and all car-related questions, call or text right now, 312-981-7200. We welcome Tom to the show. Hey, Tom.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, buddy. How are you?
I am really good, thanks.
All right, great. It is auto show time right here. We're smack dab in the middle of it.
We are.
Yeah, and I want to get your thoughts on it, and we have some stories related to the auto show. I want to get to that. Before we have to take a quick break here, but before we do, Tom, let everybody know about Consumer Guide Automotive and how they can take a look at what you write and all that cool stuff.
Cool, I will, thanks. Yeah, we are consumerguide.com. All our new car and used car reviews live there. We also have fun at the CG Daily Drive blog. That's where new stuff goes. Our auto show coverage goes there and fun stuff we do with cars past.
Yeah, and I have to tell you this before we break when we come back. I told Dan this in the car yesterday. My friend Mike View, he's a terrific guy, great actor, and he's also a gearhead. He's a gearhead who was texting me every 5 minutes when he was watching The Fast and the Furious, getting more and more angry about how ridiculous it was. It was a Furious 7, whatever the last one was. He was watching it on cable the other night. He's like, this is ridiculous. But, he watched the whole thing.
Well, car guys watch. They grumble. And they just realize that physics does not play a role in that movie.
Well, those movies just get increasingly more ridiculous. I love them, by the way. I love them. But they get increasingly more ridiculous. Anyway, the other night, Mike and I went to a movie. Which we're the only people on the planet. Both Mike and I are like old curmudgeons. We're the only two people on the planet that didn't like Deadpool. We left the theater and went, I don't get it. I didn't think it was good. But we started talking about, because there was a joke. Have you seen Deadpool, Tom?
I have not. I'm actually scheduled to see it this weekend.
Yeah, I didn't like it, but you're one of the only few Americans who didn't see it this past weekend.
That's true.
It made so much money. But anyway, there is a reference and a joke made in the movie, a reference to Cobra, the really horrible Sylvester Stallone movie.
Right.
But as you remember, as you are a car guy, Tom, the car in that movie, in Cobra, is amazing.
Yep.
And so we were talking about that, and my friend Mike said that he had read that that car had gotten stolen, that it was ripped off.
Oh.
And then we started talking about cars that get ripped off from movie sets and stuff like that, and I had mentioned the Cuda in Phantasm got ripped off, and if I remember correctly, that cherry beautiful, I want to say 68 or 69 red Mustang convertible from Interspace got stolen too.
I did not know that.
And that's a beautiful car too, Tom. Have you seen Interspace?
I have seen it a long, long time ago when it came out.
That car, oh my God, that was the most, I thought that movie was okay, but that car, I almost passed out every time they showed it. It's just such a beautiful car. But anyway, I told him, and we looked it up, and I told him about the piece that you wrote about the stupid or the really cool vehicles in terrible movies that we talked about. And he never heard of Damnation Alley.
Oh, no.
That's such a great reaction. So I showed him, you know, I looked it up online, showed it to him, and now he's obsessed with this vehicle, this thing from Damnation Alley. And then I told him what you told me is that it was like sitting on the side of the road in front of a repair shop.
Right.
I was like, you know, and he's like, wait a minute, it was just that thing was out on the, was sitting in front of, I said, yes, I couldn't believe it.
Yes.
So anyway, we enjoyed that very much, that piece that you wrote.
I'm glad.
And we'll get to more of that because you've got some other pieces that you wrote, like the three strangest looking vehicles of 1986. I just love the random years that you picked, Tom. All right, Tom, hang on, okay, buddy?
Will do.
All right, Tom Appel is with us. He knows everything car related. Consumer Guide Automotive. Check out consumerguide.com. And for more information, and you can follow him at car_guy_Tom. That's car_guy_Tom. But you can call right now with your questions, any car-related questions, 312-981-7200. Yeah. Morning, everybody. Hi. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I'm your overnight dude. Here till 5, opening bell with Steve Grzanich at 5, and then the great Steve Cochran at 6. Hey, coming up a little bit later on after 3 o'clock, we'll tell you all about the Shai-Diderot. It's a great way to donate to a food drive, a great food drive, and to have a lot of fun. You can still participate. The deadline is on Saturday, but we'll give you all the information on that, and that's coming up with Stephanie Esposito. But right now, Tom Appel is with us, our monthly car guy visit. He's the best, and you can follow him on Twitter at car_guy_Tom, car_guy_Tom. But you can call us up right now at 312-981-7200 with your questions about cars. Hey, Tom, we have someone who is on the line who doesn't have a lot of time, but she does have a question, and we want to get her in here, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here is Lena. Hi, Lena. Go ahead.
Hi, it's Lena. I was just wondering about hybrids or electric cars as far as your opinion on reliability and safety.
Reliability and safety?
Yeah.
So far, so good. In terms of safety, electric cars and hybrid cars have to meet the exact same standards as any other car, and they do that. In terms of reliability, there aren't that many of either out there, but the Nissan Leaf, the Chevy Volt have proven very reliable. The best-selling hybrid is the Prius, and that's been extremely reliable. I wouldn't think from either point of view I would hesitate to buy a hybrid. From a financial point of view, you might want to look at the cost versus the benefit, but that would be your only concern.
Right. Well, I know gas prices are going to head up eventually again, too.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for your call. Take care. Hope that helped out. 312-981-7200. Talk and text. Tom Appel is here. So, Tom, Chicago Auto Show. So far, so good. Well, tell me about it.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, the show began last week on Thursday. The press events took place. There were 8 significant reveals in Chicago. Friday was the big charity ball that forces people to get into tuxedos and play car prom. And then the show opened on Valentine's Day. But it's a big show. It seemed very, very busy when I was down there on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot to see. Big show, a lot of fun. And as always, it smells like fudge and pralines.
Does that make
a big draw.
Does that make people more prone to buy cars?
I don't know. When you sell a house, you're supposed to bake cookies.
That's right.
And I don't know if moving fudge helps sell cars, but for me, it sets the atmosphere. I like the smell.
I don't blame you, man. I always thought, I heard that like baking cookies or whatever when your house is, for sale,
yeah.
When people are coming in, you bake cookies or whatever. I always said, nah, just go right to bacon.
Why not?
Yeah, screw the. Don't worry about the cookies. Just make some bacon. If I walk in somewhere and it smells like bacon, it's like I'm immediately gonna. It's funny because when we leave here in the morning, when Dan and I leave here in the morning, it's usually around 6 a.m. maybe a little bit before 6 in the morning when we leave. I guess they're making they're making some bacon at the Billy Goat across the street.
They got
the downstairs parking lot. When we go downstairs, when we walk outside, it just smells of bacon. Every morning, we were like, ah, ah. By the time we get to the car, we're drooling. So I do have to ask you this. There are certain things about. Now you said 8 reveals. What were the big ones?
The big reveals were the Dodge Ram Power Wagon.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big reveal. There was the Chevy Camaro 1LE, which is a high-performance track version of the Camaro. That's very cool. Nissan revealed, and this is really cool, the Nissan Armada. This is their big crossover. What's cool is it's no longer based on the Titan pickup, but based on a Japanese and Middle East market vehicle called the Nissan Patrol, which is famous for its off-road capability. So that's pretty cool, too.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, are you planning on going back again?
No, I'm done down there. The press events took place last week. I went down one day on the open days just to see what's going on. So I'm foot sore and fully absorbed.
Auto show. And you've consumed enough fudge.
I have.
All right, Tom, hang on, okay?
Will do.
All right, Tom Appel is with us, and we've got some texts coming in. We would love to hear from you. Either call or text 312-981-7200. More about the auto show specifically and some other car-related stories and your questions for Tom Appel, the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. Follow him on Twitter at car_guy_Tom. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And the news is coming up next, then more of your questions and more talk of cars. Hey, this is that fake guy with the busted face, right? Right? uh, Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How you doing? It's Andrew WK Thursday. There's only one song. We'd have to play that over and over and over again, right?
He's got more songs.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you're the president of the Andrew WK fan club. I forgot about that, Esmeralda. You're the card-carrying Andrew WK fan club man. Woman. But you're right. You met him, right?
I did.
Yeah. Now, did he have dinner with you and Duff?
No.
Oh, okay. Because that would have been a hell of a dinner right there.
No.
At the loudest restaurant, that Uncle Julio's Hacienda, the loudest restaurant in the history of the world. You wear earplugs when you go. Is that place still open? I haven't been there.
I think so. I think I walked by fairly recently.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's the loudest restaurant. I remember going to that restaurant. Yeah, I'll have two tacos! You have to scream. I think actually when you walk in, they give each member of your party a bullhorn just so you can order, you can talk and order food. All right. Hi, everybody. We'll get back to the Andrew WK talk with Esmeralda Leon a little bit later on. But we're talking cars right now. Tom Appel is with us, and he is the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. And we're talking about the Chicago Auto Show and much more. 312-981-7200 if you want to sneak in here with talk or text questions for Tom. Tom, welcome back.
Thank you.
All right. Now, I have to ask you, one of the pieces that that has been written from NBC and the Trib and all these things is that there are a lot of products, new products and things where they're trying to get women to come out to the auto show.
Right.
And they're trying to just not make it a guy thing. What are some of those that you can talk about that they're trying to get women to get out, buy cars, and come to the auto show?
Yeah, as it turns out, guys are a little bit more likely to go to the auto show than women. However, women play just as large a role as men in the purchase decision.
Yeah.
So women become a more difficult component of the purchase decision and selling process for manufacturers to handle. Guys always want to buy cars. Women, not so much.
Yeah,
it's trickier. One thing this year that the producers of the auto show did was they did a women's forum, which actually ran today, and I think that was very well attended. I didn't get a chance to watch it online. But not surprisingly, women are a little bit more interested in safety features, as it turns out. And there's a whole new suite of stuff we're talking about these days in terms of safety features, including lane departure warning and obstacle detection and things like that. And those are being incorporated into a lot of vehicles, including, and not surprisingly, minivans, which are closely associated with the whole process of being a mother. And for 2017, Chrysler's got the new Pacifica, which replaces the Town and Country, which is arguably the first ever good-looking minivan. and that's at the auto show if people want to see that.
Okay. So, and do you think that that's going to be successful in an attempt to get the women to come out?
Yeah, I think it is. This is the place to go shopping. Bring the kids and see if they fit in back, see if they fit in the third row. But this is a great place to do that shopping, especially because most women don't like to go to dealerships for good reason.
Sure.
This is a good alternative to that.
I don't think men like to go to dealerships either.
They don't, but some guys really get into the whole concept of haggling.
Yeah, there are guys who live for that stuff, man.
Yeah, yeah, and not so much women.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's go to Joe on WGN. Hey, Joe.
Hey, good conversation so far, guys.
Thank you.
The point here is there's been a lot of emphasis, I've noticed, on TV ads, whatever, on the muscle cars this year, like the Camaro, the 450-plus horsepower engine, whatever. 0 to 60, and they advertise, what, 4.5 seconds or something like that?
Yeah.
My daughter bought a Tesla about a year and a half ago, and I remember describing, like it happened yesterday, she said she was sitting in the passenger seat, and the saleswoman said, fasten your seatbelt. You see that entrance to the expressway up there on the I-5? And this was later in the evening. The traffic was semi-agreeable, if you will. And that thing went to 0 to 60 in a fraction, I forget which, seconds. So my question is, of all the muscle cars, the Corvette, the Maserati, Bugatti, whatever you want to talk about, can anything touch the Tesla? That seems like insurmountable, 0 to 60 in 2+ a fraction seconds.
Yeah, 3 seconds is a magic 0 to 60 time in the world of anything automotive. And the Tesla Model S, especially the P90 SP90D, which is the fully sport version with the biggest battery, can do 16 comfortably under 3 seconds. It's 2.95, I think, in what they call the ludicrous mode, which is incredible. A couple of things about that. One, because it has a gigantic battery, it can tap a lot of energy very quickly and very easily. But the other interesting part about it is that it can't do it that many times in a row. At some point, the battery just starts to not want to give up that energy, which is an interesting component of that. But yes, the Tesla Model S is incredibly fast, and it's as fast as a Corvette or a Camaro with the 6.2-liter V8. It's very impressive. Mm.
Okay. Hey, Joe, thanks for the call. That brings up another story in the Trib here, Tom, where they have the most ridiculous car of the 2016 Chicago Auto Show. He mentioned Bugatti.
Yes.
And this is, of course, the Bugatti Veyron Grand Sport Vitesse.
Yes.
Also known as Bugatti. And it can go 0 to 62 miles an hour in 2.6 seconds.
Yes.
And its top speed is 254.8 miles per hour. And only 450 of them were made. And its price tag was $2.6
million. Yeah, I don't even understand those numbers.
Why?
I don't know. The great thing about Bugatti that I think a lot of people don't know is it's actually a property of Volkswagen. And there's actually a great deal of Volkswagen technology under the hood of that Bugatti.
Oh, so it'll pass an emissions test with no problem.
It should. It's not a diesel. I heard a very funny story about that car, and it had to do with that top speed and the tires. And the tires are only rated to run that top speed for 15 to 20 minutes. And someone asked the Bugatti representative if that was a problem, and he said, no, you run out of gas long before then.
So. Yeah, I mean, that's just insane. That's absolutely crazy. But now people can see this car, right? They can actually check it out at the auto show?
Yeah, actually, I saw it. Yeah, it is sitting there at the auto show. You can check out the Bugatti Veyron Grand Sport Vitesse. Yep.
That's insane. They're completely crazy.
Too.
It's too long. Yeah, it's just crazy. Hey, Tom, I don't know if you're watching the Johnny Carson reruns.
I am watching your coverage on Facebook of them, and I need to watch them.
I watch them every morning when I get home from work. It's just as soon as I get home, boom, I watch, last night's Carson. Yesterday morning when I got home from work, do you know who the first guest was?
No.
Cha-Cha Muldowney.
Awesome.
Yeah, Shirley Cha-Cha Muldowney was on, and she was so cool. And I remember her. Obviously, but I've seen the movie Heart Like a Wheel many times, which is a film that I absolutely adore, and I think Bonnie Bedelia is great in it. But man, she was just a badass on Johnny's show.
Yeah, she was a badass in real life too. Yeah, a lot of people.
Yeah,
she did wonders for dispelling any sort of sex myths because she was as much a racer as anybody.
Well, when she was there on Johnny's show, she had survived a crash like a year earlier where she busted like 15 bones, broke both ankles, her pelvis, everything, and then was still racing.
Yeah, she was cool.
Unbelievable. And they did they did a golf cart race down the hallways at NBC. It was classic. It was great. So, all right, here's George on WGN. Hey, George.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right.
All right. I got my brother listening in Orange County. He's in California right now at the same time because him and I are arguing, and this is perfect. We can settle it on the air. he seems to think that the octane, you get the 91, 87, 89. He seems to think for some reason that, the higher the octane, no matter what kind of car you drive, it's going to benefit you to put the better stuff in. I think he's dumb. I just to say it lightly, I think that some engines are built different to burn at a certain level and to take a different octane. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's beneficial to put a 891 octane in a 20-year-old Volkswagen hatch. I don't know. Can you help me out? Maybe I'm wrong. I have no idea.
So, Tom, we're basically settling a family dispute here.
Yeah, well, our caller is correct.
There you go, George. How about that? Your brother who's listening in Orange County, you're dumb.
That's not going to be the only time he hears that today.
All right, Tom, go ahead. Tell everybody why.
Yeah, there's some confusion between octane and energy content, and they're very different things. Octane allows you to go with a higher compression engine. Octane is actually a chemical compound that resists premature explosion. So that means that in the car, you won't end up with knock or ping if you're going with a high compression engine. And for a lot of modern luxury car engines and high performance engines, you need that octane. But it isn't more power. It's simply the ability for the engine to create more power. So they're very different things. But yeah, if you're driving around in an 86 Cutlass Sierra, there's no advantage to premium.
Well, first of all, why would you be driving around in an 86 Cutlass Sierra?
You shouldn't be.
All right, George, you happy now?
I am ecstatic.
All right, buddy.
I was gonna have to ship him Portillo's if I was wrong.
No, so. Okay. Well, you don't want anything from Orange County. Jeez.
No, thanks. I'll stick to the food here. Food here is just fine for
me. All right. Okay, George, thanks.
Have a good one.
Okay, that's a one-way bet right there. He gets Portillo's. What do you get from Orange County?
Del Taco? I don't know.
No. That's a no-win situation right there. All right, Tom, hang on, all right?
Will do.
All right. Tom Appel is with us. More car questions. We got a bunch of texts coming in and car-related stories and some of his stuff that he wrote on the Daily Drive blog. And again, you can follow Tom at car_guy_Tom, at car_guy_Tom on Twitter. All right. We'll take a quick break on 720 WGN. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Hey. All right. Hey, coming up after 3 o'clock, we'll tell you all about the Shadidarod and with Stephanie Esposito. It's happening on Saturday, March 5th. You'll get all the information on how you can be a part of it or to at least donate some food for the organization. Tom Appel is with us. You can follow him on Twitter at car_guy_Tom, and you can check out consumerguide.com. And Tom, welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay, we've got some texts that have been coming in.
Okay.
574 area code says, can Tom talk about the Lincoln MKC? I have a 2012 MKX, and I'm happy with it except for fuel mileage. Talk a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah. The MKX is Lincoln's midsize crossover. The MKC is their all-new compact crossover. It's about the size of like a Honda CR-V or something like that, but it's a luxury vehicle. Very nice vehicle. We actually named it a Consumer Guide Best Buy for 2016. We like it a lot. We're mostly impressed by the interior, which is gorgeous. There's a lot of what they call open pore wood. It's very organic looking. Both turbocharged engines work very well in the car. It's very quiet and very refined. Nice car.
Okay, great. 312 area code says, what does Tom know about Elio Motors?
Elio Motors is the manufacturer of that weird little three-wheeler car.
Oh, yeah.
That may or may not be legal to drive in your state. Elio, because it's a three-wheeler, may require a motorcycle license. They're selling this car for under $7,000. It gets about 50 miles to the gallon, but it's not really a car, and it is not subject to crash testing and other safety equipment and requirements. So, yeah, buy at your own risk if you can get one. They're interesting little cars. I wish the company luck, but it's not really a car.
Okay. Now, what would you have to check and see if these are, like legal in Illinois or?
Yeah, when you buy the car, if you were actually going to go test drive one,
yeah,
you'd want to check with your local DMV and see how you license it and what you need to know about it.
Okay.
And how you need to be qualified to drive it.
Okay. Hey, every time you're on, Tom, I like to ask you what you're driving lately. What have you been driving lately? Because you're always testing out cars.
Yeah, glad you asked this week because I'm driving something really exciting. Honda redesigned the Civic for 2016, and
ooh,
I'm driving the brand new top-of-the-line Civic Touring, which is a new luxury top-of-the-line Civic model. And I like it very much. It's about $28,000 fully loaded. It comes with Honda's new 1.5-liter turbocharged engine. Honda hasn't done turbos before. But apart from being very noisy during acceleration, this is a very refined, roomy, and seemingly efficient small car. I actually put gas in it tomorrow, so I'll check that out.
Okay. All right. And have you driven anything of note since the last time we spoke?
You know what I drove? I drove the brand-new Chevy Volt, which was redesigned.
Okay.
Yeah, and we drove it during the worst of that cold snap, and we were still able to get about 43 miles from a charge, and then about 50 miles per gallon after that.
Wow.
Very impressed.
That's amazing. That's really unbelievable.
Yeah, okay. It's very impressive. Much nicer than the old Volt.
Okay. All right. Craig sends in a text that says, other than providing heat within your car, is it still important to let your car or engine warm up in the winter nowadays?
No, not really. Really, just a few seconds is enough. What happens is the oil doesn't drain out of the engine anymore, so you don't need to do that.
Okay. Yeah, and a lot of things that we used to have to do to our cars and for our cars, you don't have to do anymore, correct?
No. My dad used to believe that when you hit the highway, you should turn on your headlights so you wouldn't overcharge the battery. And I know that was steeped in truth at some point in history, but I don't know when.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard that before in my life.
That may go back to the 50s.
Okay. Let's see. Do they still manufacture the Dodge Viper? And it's interesting because there's a story about Dodge.
Yeah.
That we want to get into. That it talks about the Viper here.
Yeah, Viper production ends soon. So if you want one, order yours now.
Okay. And what about Dodge? Is the Dodge brand, what's going on with the Dodge brand?
Yeah, I'm convinced that the Dodge brand is going to go away fairly soon. Sergio Marchionne, the head of FCA, which is Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, the parent company of Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep, and Ram in America, is doing a lot of consolidating. And Ram is losing products left and right. And one of the things that they need to do is replace their big car, the Charger, and then the Sporty Challenger. And the Alfa Romeo products that those were going to be based on have been delayed. And I'm increasingly convinced that Dodge just doesn't work anymore. It's a very crowded showroom. And the Dodge brand seems to be extra filler more than anything.
Okay. We got a text here from the 815 area code that says, I saw a Mazda 6 at the auto show, and I really liked it, but I was surprised that there was no six-cylinder engine available. I was wondering Tom's thoughts on the Mazda 6 four-cylinder compared to the other cars in its class with larger engines.
Yeah, that's a great question. Mazda ditched the six-cylinder engine with this generation and never came out with a replacement top-of-the-line engine. They'd hoped to bring in a diesel engine that was going to be their premium engine, but that never worked out for them. So they only make an I version, not an S version, which used to be the V6. That said, the Mazda 6i is quick enough, and it's actually a Consumer Guide Best Buy this year, and we really love the car. Very refined, very sporty, a lot of fun to drive, and really fantastic gas mileage.
Oh, great. All right. And Steve says, what are Tom's thoughts on the 2011 FL50 with the EcoBoost?
What vehicle is that now?
The FL50? The F-150. Sorry, F-150, yeah. Okay. The F-150 with the EcoBoost.
Yeah. That's the bigger 3.5-liter EcoBoost. That works just fine. You have a 3.5-liter V6 that EcoBoosted, that's turbocharged and direct-injected, does the job of about a 5-6-liter V8. It does a great job.
Okay. All right, cool. Before we get out of here, I always love to talk about some of the stuff that you write for the Daily Drive blog, which is so much fun to read. We have to talk about the three strangest-looking vehicles of 1986. And first of all, Tom, you know how much I love, that you pick certain eras and years to write about certain things. Is it just something that strikes your fancy, depending on what year you're looking at?
That particular one is because I saw one in traffic. The first vehicle listed is the Nissan Stanza wagon, which does not look like any sort of station wagon at all. It looks like a shuttlecraft out of the movie Moonraker. And I saw one in traffic, and I had just forgotten that vehicle existed.
Yeah.
And when I saw that, I'm like, God, that's weird. I was trying to nail the year down. I couldn't remember what model year that was available. It was only available for a couple model years.
Yeah.
And I was flipping through a really old copy, 1986, of Consumer Guide. And I went, there's some weird-looking stuff in here.
All right. What are some of the other ones that were weird?
Yeah, one of the really weirdest and most forgotten vehicles was the Mercur XR4 Ti. This is a car imported from Mercury from Europe, and it's a car with no grill and a really weird dual-plane rear spoiler. It's like a kid's drawing of a car that somehow ended up in dealerships. It's both awesome and bizarre.
Did it sell?
No.
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 Okay.
Not at all.
All right. And so you mentioned the Nissan Stanza wagon. You have a Subaru on the list as well.
Yeah, the Subaru XT Coupe, which was a weird-looking car. It was actually a really good car, but it looks a little bit like a wedge of cheese with really 80s-looking graphic wheel covers. And the picture I have, I think, is that red and gray two-tone vehicle, which is really goofy. And it was available with four-wheel drive, too, so it was just this really odd duck vehicle. A little expensive, very cool, and if you have one, it's probably still running.
Okay. All right. And you would have added a few more, like the Saab 9000.
Yes.
What's weird about that?
The Saab 9000 was interesting in that it was a kind of a big sedan with a very strange hatchback thing going on, and that was a very uncommon look at the time. And full confession, I owned one.
Oh, you did?
Yes. Loved that car.
All right. How about the Isuzu Impulse?
That was a again, that had that Stanza kind of shuttlecraft from Moonraker look to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that a thing in the 80s?
Yeah, there's a lot of really chiseled, rounded look cars with very simple profiles. Mostly small volume things that people have forgotten.
Yeah. Okay. And then, of course, this one I'm familiar with, the Ford Aerostar.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is just a weird minivan.
Yeah. This is a very weird minivan.
Okay. Weird and unloved.
Story of my life, Tom. Okay. Well, listen, Tom, always a pleasure to talk to you. If people want to check you out on Twitter, it is at car_guy_Tom. And you can check out the Daily Drive blog and Consumer Guide Automotive, and you can go to consumerguide.com for more information and stuff. Are you looking forward to – do you have the next car vehicle that you're going to be driving around?
I believe I'm going to be driving around in a Toyota Avalon Hybrid beginning tomorrow.
Okay, the Toyota Avalon Hybrid.
Yep,
okay.
Looking forward to that.
Okay, cool. Tom, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, buddy, talk to you soon. Bye-bye. All right, Tom Appel from Consumer Guide Automotive is with us every month to answer your questions. And again, you can follow him at Twitter, car_guy_Tom. And he'll be back again next month to talk more cars. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back after the news, Stephanie Esposito from the Scheiditerod is going to join us.